Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey there, my friends. Welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. And today we're coming from my studio that I built actually in an old Century Home farmhouse. So let me tell you, 100% these farmers or whoever built this house did not anticipate the technology that I'm using right now. So today I was troubleshooting a whole bunch of things, internet situation / electricity situation. So we're hotspotting from my phone right now. It's a bit rough, but hey, we're getting it done. I don't know how exactly to get into today's topic, but I know that it's going to be an encouragement to you because I'm going to be talking about something today and sharing something that really impacted me. And it's not like a secondhand thing. It's not like I heard someone else say this before and just regurgitating like content. No, it's something that firsthand I experienced and not too long ago, and it just really spoke to me. So I think it's going to help you a lot. You know, I'm thinking about my friend Jason who listens to the podcast. I'm thinking about my friend, Stephanie who listens. I'm thinking about so many different people right now who either have felt or currently feel alone in the struggle, alone in the things that they're facing. You know, I actually just got a message right before I started recording the podcast from someone who's like, you know what, I lost this family member, and now, you know, one of the family members that I have left just got rushed into the hospital. See, there are so many people out there right now experiencing things that are far beyond our little bubbles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to work, you come home, you're thinking about what carpet to buy. Like, it's just crazy, you know? But I think that, you know, as the body of Christ, we need to develop a worldview and an opinion that is just beyond ourselves. You know, how can we be thinking, you know, about these simple things when we have brothers and sisters, in Israel, on both sides of the things, you know, people whose lives are just being completely uprooted all over the world, and not to take these things on, which is what I'm going to be getting into later on in the episode, but you know, people going through things. And I think that we need to be actively involved and actively praying, right? God reminded me of something through someone a few weeks ago, and I want to share that with you today. And I think it's going to definitely help you no matter what it is that you're going through. Okay, I sometimes struggle with talking about this, but if this podcast has also encouraged you and you think it could encourage someone else, just stop the top. If you share it, it would mean that we really get to share these things that God has shown me or that I've gone through, that we've gone through with even more people that'll hopefully be helped, strengthened, and encouraged. So thank you in advance for sharing the show, leaving a review. It's really the only way that this show can continue to grow and help more people. And I don't think everyone realizes that. So just that's how it's done. And just thank you so much. So without further ado, let's get right into it today. So I'm going to be vulnerable with you guys on this one. I always try to be, but, I've been facing some anxious thoughts. Right? I have no idea how it started or exactly where it started, what prompted them, when it started, I should say. But, you know, I hate them. I feel like they do nothing but try and steal what God has for me. And I'm speaking about my own opinions here, but my thoughts are simple. See, if anything is stealing, if anything is killing, if anything is destroying the life and the plans that God has for us, maybe I should just talk about me. For me, it's very black and white in my mind. It's not of God. Therefore, I can't overcome because it is heaven's will that I do. I'll be doing an entire episode actually on identity rejection and identifying with things. But for now, I'll leave it at that. So I had this big event that was a one of one come up a few weeks ago. And what I mean by one of one, I mean like it's only going to happen once. That's it in life. That's it. And that sounds dramatic, but it's true. I really wanted to go to it, but I just felt like all these thoughts just really started to hit my mind, you know, building things up bigger and bigger and bigger, just these anxious thoughts to the point where I was realizing that, hey, I get that there are times where we push through, But this time, I think for my own mind's sake, I need to be honest and say, okay, right here, right now, in this situation, it's hard, but I'm going to have to show up in a different way in this season. Now, I don't know if you can pick it up in my voice, but like that was a hard thing for me. See, in my mind, you're either winning or you're not, right? You're either giving in or you are overcoming. I believe that as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that there is a bit of nuance to that, but you know, these are just something that's like hardwired in me. You're winning or you're not. You're giving in or you're overcoming. So here I am. I'm feeling like I'm defeated already. Now the hard part. In life, there are always people involved. And someone that I love was counting on me. So I had to tell them. And even though this was a one of one big deal thing, you know, I, a person that they count on and look to for strength, by the way, and guidance, was not going to be able to be there for them in this situation. So I was having all these thoughts. Well, I can tell you, I can tell them that I have this going on. You know, I can make this excuse as to why I could say this or that. All technically valid. Like I was having all these thoughts of like, how am I going to express this to this person? Should I make something up? Like, should I just say, hey, this is what's really going on? I don't know. But I felt the Holy Spirit so gently guiding me to just tell this person what I was going through. So after about 45 minutes of me trying to figure out how I was going to say this to them, because sometimes I overthink things, I called them. And two things happened. The first thing is they met me with complete grace. They said, hey, listen, that's fine. I understand. I'm just glad that you told me what was going on. Now, this isn't really the thing that I wanted to talk about today. But leaders, I need you to hear me on this thing, Kate. This idea that you need to come across as perfect, that you have everything together, that is false. I found that when I lead with transparency, when I show vulnerability in a good way, but then keep leading through that, people are drawn to that. And I've never had anyone meet me with anything but grace. But I'll tell you something else that I discovered. See, when I speak the truth and share with the right people that I trust, when I tell them, hey, this is actually what's going on right now. I know that on the outside, I look cool, calm, and collected. Because by the way, that's what a lot of people always say to me, right? Even my wife is like, really? You get nervous sometimes? It was crazy to me. I was like, what? What do you mean I get nervous? Of course, I'm a human being here. I'm not exempt from these things. But I guess because sometimes I portray like I just do regardless. And on the outside, I'm like calm. Like, no, like sometimes on the inside, like I do get anxious about some things. Sometimes things are frustrating or difficult for me to go through, right? But when I actually get to share with people and say, hey, I trust you and I just got to be honest because I know you'll understand this is what's happening right now and I am feeling a bit anxious or I am feeling like this or that. In those moments when I do, it brought peace to my life. See, the people that you lead will always choose to follow you when you're being real over when you're just trying to be like right or perfect all the time or come across a certain way. Because you know what? We are all human. Hello? The people that you lead need to get strength from their leader. I understand that. And you will be that person in Jesus' name. But sometimes strength looks like leading from a place of vulnerability. Let them show you grace at times, just like you would show them as someone that cares grace. There might be healing in that for you. So that's why I wanted to say that. And I even think about Jesus in this context, because I think that's the ultimate standard. And even in the garden, he's like, listen, watch and pray. Watch and pray. In the moment when he was having all these trials come against them, about to face just the wildest things. Even the Son of God is like, hey, listen, stay alert, watch and pray. As I said, though, that's not what I really wanted to share today. So let's continue to the next thing that happened. I ended up contacting my mom and I said, hey, listen, this is what's happening. If it comes back around to you, just know this is why and this is my position and what's going on. Everything's fine. I dealt with it, etc. To which then she sends me the following text, which is, the topic of today's episode. She goes, hey, listen, you have love, you have care and respect for your family, and you don't want anything coming in between. Plus, you want to express support. It's all good. Family goes both ways. As soon as I read that last line, it hit me so hard that honestly, like I began to cry. Family goes both ways. See, I don't think that like I'm alone, but for my whole life, I just took it on my shoulders. I take everything on my shoulders. You know, I'm the one who's going to succeed. And so like, I keep pushing through, you know, I'm fighting to change this in my family. So I'm fighting through, I'm fighting to stay in a job where all I want to do is leave. But I felt God keeping me there. So I just keep pushing through, pushing and pushing, trying to do God's will here on earth and just seeing lives change. So it's like, it's on me. I'm just pushing through. I'm working for this person. I'm working for God. Somehow I forgot such a profound, simple truth, which is what I wanted to share with you today. Family goes both ways. See, when we go out there and we're doing work for God, you know, when we're fighting and pushing back the darkness that would come for our families, listen, fathers, mothers, you thought you were alone in this, that it was just you pushing and pushing and pushing, but that's actually not true. You are not alone because family goes both ways. Heaven, if no one here on earth, heaven is with you. God is with you. You know, I'm thinking about a few people right now who literally don't have family members. I'm thinking of one person, actually multiple people now are coming to mind. They had like traumatic experiences where family members were killed or family members like died and they feel like they got no one. But listen, you are not alone. God is with you. When you need to take a break, when you're feeling like you have come to the end of yourself in whatever area of life, you are not alone because your family is right there behind you saying, hey, get up. We're right here. We're pushing this through. We're getting things done together. You're not alone. You know, I remember watching this video online. It was a ride at a carnival that all these people were strapped into. And guess what? Like the worst case scenario happened. It wasn't anchored properly, I guess. So when the ride started spinning, the entire thing starts swaying to the point where you can tell, okay, this thing's going to start tipping over. But then all of a sudden, you see this man, he just like runs over to the ride and he jumps on it. Now by himself, even if he was like 200 pounds or whatever, that's probably what he weighed. Like it's going to do nothing, right? But then two men, three men, 10, 30. Next thing you know, all these men were holding this ride down, weighing it down so it could come to a halt and not flip over, injuring, maybe even killing these people on it. And that was a perfect picture of the strength that comes from being a part of the body of Christ. When you're fighting, when you're out there day after day, you're doing the work, you're being the man God has called you to be, you're being the woman God has called you to be, and all of a sudden you start feeling, man, I'm feeling shaken, I'm feeling unstable. Let it be a picture in your mind, people, just heaven rushing towards you to back you up and to hold you up. On a practical level, men, I want to talk to you for a second here because I'm a man too, so I can talk to you like this. There are guys hurting out there, right? People that I spoke to actually not too long ago that are scared beyond belief. They'll never tell you this. They're just going to smile. Oh, I'm too cool for you. Like whatever. They're not going to tell you, but scared beyond belief because they don't know what to do financially. They don't know how bills are going to be paid. They don't know how they're going to make it through a painful season. They don't know what to do because their wife just decided to leave them for another man. Listen, look around you and ask yourself, who needs you? Who needs you to be the one to rush in with the Holy Spirit's wisdom and hold it steady? What if when we were going through something difficult, the body of Christ would rush together, just like in that ride where they just rush and held on to the rails, just one after the next, after the next, after the next, and just meet the needs? You know, bills taken care of, debt paid off, kids loved and cared for. It's all good. You just heal. You just get healthy. I remember, and I bring this up often because I think about it, but when I was talking to psychotherapist Anne-Marie Covert on the podcast like a while ago, I think it was like over a year, year and a half ago, she's like, listen, when your ability to cope with a situation goes beyond your resources, a mental health issue can incur. And I know that's kind of like paraphrasing there, but basically when you don't have the support system, when you don't have the resources and all of a sudden you're hit with something hard, things break inevitably. But what if that didn't have to be the case? You know, what if instead we rushed alongside a brother or sister that was in need, no matter what it was that was going on in their life, and say, listen, you're not alone right now. Listen, I know you feel alone, but I'm going to call you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to stand beside you and then actually show up for them. Where are the people that are like, are you thinking about the people around you? Or are we just kind of stuck in our own day-to-day operations, not thinking about anyone but our own selves? I'll tell you, that is a recipe for disaster in our own lives when our focus just turned inward all the time, right? Because even the Bible says, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed, right? What am I trying to get to in the podcast today? Well, family goes both ways. I know that I was kind of making it seem like you need to do more. We need to do more. I need to do more. But when you're down, when you feel like you can't, remember, heaven's mightiest right there watching. They're with you. You're not alone. You know, that's another one of the enemy's lies. Hey, you're all alone. Hey, guess what? You're working hard. You're all by yourself. I think it was Elijah that actually fell victim to that too. Talking to God and saying, God, like, I'm the last one of your prophets. When actually the Bible goes on to say that he was not the last one. I think, wasn't it like there was 100 more or something like that, or still hundreds more. But see, the enemy was able to get to him, was able to get to his mind and say, you're all alone. You're the only one. See, it's something that the enemy's been using as a tactic for a long time. But then practically, I want to say and encourage you, family goes both ways. So how are you showing up for a brother, for a sister, for those in need? We all have a few people right now, I'm sure, that we could think of that could use some help. Some people that are alone, right? Some people where, man, I'm talking about this and I'm thinking about people in my own life where I've seen patterns, right, in the past. And I'll tell you, because I did not step into the gap, things happen, okay? I think that sometimes people who are filled with discernment, we see things, we see people heading in a certain direction. And I think it's our responsibility to say things, right? If God shows it to us. I know it's in you to help people around you. How do I know this? Well, let's say you're at the beach, right? If there was someone drowning right in front of you, who's just going to say, you know what, I'm a little busy. I'm finishing my chapter. You'd pull them up, right? My friends, people are drowning out there and they need help. Let's remember, hey, that we are loved. Heaven goes before and with us to help us. And that because of that, we can then help and be family to the people around us, because we are all going through things in this life. But remember, family goes both ways. Remember when you were younger at school, you're on a field trip maybe, what would the teacher say? Listen, no one goes alone. The buddy system, right? Why? Well, when you are alone, you're more vulnerable. The wisest man to have ever lived actually wrote this. Two are better than one. This is in Ecclesiastes, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and is no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Now, you can take this and apply it to like a marriage relationship, right? I know for me, it's a bit strange. It's like, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. I'm not going to one of my guy friends and being like, listen, I'm a little chilly. Can you come over and snuggle? I'm not saying that. But I would argue that the principles apply across. Two are better than one. Listen, if one falls down, one can help the other up. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. But the best, when the body of Christ, when the Holy Spirit is invited into the mix, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Are you listening to me today? Who needs you today, right now? Who's going to stand up and say, I will help? Maybe that's you right now, and you're like, listen, I got nothing. I'm at the very end. I listened to this podcast by accident. Okay. I'm just mindlessly listening. I need someone. We got to reach out. Remember, it's not on you alone. You stand as tall and proud as a part of the body of Christ, but we are all in this together. We have your back. I hope you have my back. Now we got to go and get it done. We got to be the change. We got to be the resistance, the light that shines in the midst of darkness. You know, Mark 4:21, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. And may I just say, not adding to scripture, but just saying, you know, in regard to that, be a beacon of hope around you that people can look at and say, man, I guess I am not alone. You know, this person's for me and they're reaching up and they're doing this. And you know what? Because of that, I'm touched by that. I'm strengthened. Now I'm going to be a light over here. And this is how it spreads, which is so interesting to me. This is why the enemy tries to keep things like this from really getting out, or from really just going deep down when we start doing this. You know why? The enemy is holding on by a thread here. You know, in these day and age, I know you think that he's taking over, but that is not true. Why? Because as much darkness as he tries to pump into people, at any moment, someone's heart could be ignited with the love of Jesus, could be completely transformed and become a massive wrecking ball to the kingdom of darkness. And I think that happens when we start saying, okay, I see this person drifting. I'm going to go and I'm going to help them. And then that person goes, okay, now I'm helping strong. Now I can help someone else through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And then it goes on and on and on. And next thing you know, you look around and families are changed, lives are changed, cities are changed, countries are changed, the world is changed for the good. So go out there, be a light. Remember, family goes both ways. Be a man and a woman who doesn't just listen passively, but puts things into action. God bless, my friends.